Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about common mistakes people make when organizing. Did you start an organizing project only to discover it would take longer than you thought? Are you about to begin an organizing project and would like to know some pitfalls to avoid? Have you tried organizing and haven't been able to figure out where you went wrong? Let's wrap up our month focusing on getting organized.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today I'm going to talk about some common mistakes I have seen people make. Sometimes I get called in to help a client because they've tried to get organized but have made mistakes and gotten stuck. Here are some pitfalls people make and how to avoid them. I'm going to start off with this: not asking for help or support when you need it. We all have our skills and strength. If decluttering and getting organized aren't yours, consider asking a friend or seeking professional help. I've had several clients who struggled for years on their own before they asked for support. I can't tell you how many clients have said, "I wish I called you sooner." So if you've been struggling for this for years, consider picking up the phone to ask for support. Not tackling at a good time. Especially if this is difficult for you to do, do it at a time when you're at your highest energy to reduce your stress and address when you're clear-headed and have the energy to take the time to do it right. If you aren't a morning person, don't plan on doing this at 7 a.m. Work with your natural rhythms of your body. Unrealistic expectation of time. This is what I see so much of. You know, we have these TV shows out there like Hoarders, and in 48 minutes with commercials, this completely packed house gets organized into clutter. It's just not realistic. And if you are someone that's never cleared your clutter, I've worked with people who have been storing things and adding to what they have for 30 years. If you've been doing that for a while and you have years of stuff you've accumulated, it's not going to get taken care of overnight, even if you hire someone. Even if you hire someone and they have a team, it's not going to be done in 24 hours. It's also been my experience, the more people release clutter, the easier it becomes. The first client I ever had just did not want to let go of anything. And so we started out in her what I would call bonus room that was above the garage. And so she was someone who's very creative, could do different things like make soap, make cards, but she had all this stuff and there's only so much time. And so we going through the bonus room, boxes after boxes, and I'd open a box and there'd be a little box and she wanted to go through everything. As I went through, I ended up organizing her and decluttering her entire home. As we went on, the process became easier for her. So she could get to a point where, like, you know what, I got an idea of what's in this box, let's donate it. And she didn't feel the need to go through everything. And again, there is no right or wrong here. So if you want to take the time to go through every single thing, then do it. But just know that that will add to the amount of time that it takes. There is really no measuring stick to say, okay, this job can get done in this amount of time. I had a client a few weeks ago and we got through two rooms in 4 hours and she was shocked we got so much done. She didn't think that we would be able to do that. We worked side by side though, the entire time I worked, she worked. And so 4 hours, we got two rooms done. I always say block off more time than you think you're going to need to get the job completed. Not being in the right frame of mind. You usually want to make major decisions when you're clear and can focus. You're not under pressure or you have a major distraction such as an illness. A challenge with this, for instance, might be after dealing with the death of someone and needing to deal with the estate. If you haven't done estate planning, I'd encourage you to do that. And the more you plan, the more it helps people. You know, my parents, I had a meeting with my brothers and I had a meeting with my father and his attorney and accountant, and I'm grateful. It was really hard, to be honest. I was tearing up during the meeting and I was afraid I was going to burst into tears any second. But I have to tell you, I am so appreciative, because whenever that time comes, it's going to be difficult as it is, and there are about 1,000 things we aren't going to have to worry about because he's been very explicit on what needs to be done. We're not going to have to make major decisions when we're really upset. So that's just something I throw out there. Think about the future. You know what? I'll do a podcast episode on that at some point. So if you've just had a baby, you're getting divorced, there's a lot of pressure at work, that might not be the time for you to get organized. Organizing and releasing clutter is really, if you make decisions and start with that, it makes the process so much easier. So you're going to want to be in the best frame of mind when tackling this. Don't start the process if you're under a lot of stress.
Paid late fees because you can't find your bills? Child miss out on a field trip because of a lost permission slip? Missing out on reimbursements because you can't find your receipts? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
Trying to do too much at once. People take on too much and they get overwhelmed, they hit that wall and they just stop. Make it manageable and chunk it down into easy steps. If it takes you a few months to do one room or one bookcase, that's okay as long as you keep moving forward. When I created my Declutter Your Life course, I made it very simple, easy to manageable steps. I didn't want this crammed in coursework where people would get overwhelmed. It was very basic, like, here's some information, let's take that action and move forward. I did that because I've seen so many people get overwhelmed. Purgeomania. Have you ever gotten fed up with something and declare you're done with it and then you hastily do something or make a decision? Sometimes people will ruthlessly go through their stuff, but if they haven't sorted and they don't know what they are, they might toss something that they love. Or in a moment of frustration, they toss something they later regret. I had to once hastily leave an apartment and I threw out my journals. Now, in my growth process, I am okay with that. But for a long time afterwards, I was like, oh my gosh, you journal all the time. Why did you throw that out? And I really regretted it. But, you know, now I'm like, I don't very rarely look at memories. I try to be very in the present moment. And my creativity is going towards writing my book. So I have finally come to peace with that. However, I know how frustrating and devastating that can be. So I'd encourage you, don't get in one of these purgeomania things. I would have preferred that I was in a much calmer mind when I made that decision. Adopting tips from others, magazines, shows, books, instead of working with your natural habits and traits. Something I've seen a lot of clients and people do. If it works for Martha Stewart, it'll work for me. That's not necessarily true. It's very important to take into account your lifestyle and habits. I had a client that loved Martha, but she had a part-time business and was homeschooling. It was unrealistic for her to maintain everything that Martha did and recommended. And again, there's no right or wrong here. Don't spend more time judging or berating yourself. Just see how things work for you and look at your habits and make sure that your organizational systems fit into that. Not knowing your priorities. You know, whenever I teach an organizing class, or a lot of times it makes it into the Decluttering Your Life classes, it is much easier to declutter and get organized when you figure out what your priorities are and what is really important. Like, I'm really important. My family is the first thing, is my priority, followed by my business. And now within my business, what's really important is I've got books that need to get up on Amazon and need to get written. And so that is my priority when I'm not along with the podcast and along with my clients. So other things that I might have been interested in doing for my business, they just can't do them right now. I don't have time for it. And I also learned, okay, I'm not a web expert. Let's farm out and have someone else do your website and do the upgrades that you needed. And that has taken a huge amount of relief for me. It's a priority, but I know that I can't do it. So I farmed it out. Thinking they might need it someday. How many of you have something you've had for 2, 3, 5, maybe even a decade or longer, and you've never used it? Trust you will get what you need when you need it. I'm going to say that again. This is really huge. If you can start to work with this, it's going to make a big difference. Trust you will get what you need when you need it, and trust that others will get what they need when they need it. Moving stuff around without really doing anything. It may seem like you're working and getting things done, but you really aren't. This is an opportunity to dig deeper if you can. Why are you just shuffling stuff around? Are you overwhelmed? Are you afraid? Are you unable to make decisions? Are you avoiding something? If you take the time to become aware of what's really going on, then you can work on that challenge. And then once you've completed that, it will be easier for you to get organized. Not measuring. Buying containers without measuring and knowing what and how much to store. And I talked about that in an earlier episode this month. I have learned from the husband, measure twice, cut once. I once had a potential client call me up and wanted to hire me to go out and get her a bunch of containers for her move without having ever met her or seen her place or where she was moving. Make sure to not forget your own home. I'm a big fan of repurposing, and you might have containers around the home. Check out last week's episode on repurposing. Take actions from today's podcast. Write down which common mistake you think might be a pitfall for you or your family. Whatever amount of time you're planning for a project, double that. If you take less time, you can enjoy something fun. Be clear in your priorities. This will really help you get organized because you will be able to focus on what's important. Next month, we're talking about spring and the time of renewal. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.